All right, guys, and welcome to another episode here of Real Talk Real Estate Show. I got some good announcements for you guys this morning, but hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. So we're going to start trying to do this every Tuesday, which we'll call it like Coaching Tip Tuesday. Hopefully I won't start all of my words today, but an effort to be able to give you guys some good solid advice, good solid real advice on what you should be working on in your business. Today's going to be a little bit more of a fun day because we're going to talk about some things that several of you that I see that are tuning in right now live are probably experienced before you got in the business. And of course, we have people that are considering getting in the real estate business as well that may not really understand this. So some of the things we'll say today, I'm sure you guys will be like, yep, I remember that as well. So really looking forward to having or sharing that today. I'm actually on today with one of our fellow coaches, Bruce Hill. We've had the privilege over the last couple of years to be able to kind of coach beside each other and have those coaching calls, I guess, between the two of us with students and how can we reach them or whatever. So I can definitely vouch that Bruce is one of those people that is really dedicated to making sure that he brings his A game on his coaching call. So we're super excited to have him a part of the coaching staff here at RealPerts. But today's show is going to be all about cutting the fluff. And I want to save an announcement that I really want to make for you guys towards the end. So hopefully, Bruce, you can help me remember to make that announcement there. But I will say that towards the end.
Absolutely.
Actually happened today. But today's show is about cutting the fluff. And so, you know, as a coach, I've really kind of been thinking like, you know, how do I want to present myself, like compared to other coaching organizations? Because there's a lot of them that are out there to be able to choose from. But what really are they doing that I disagree with without me necessarily going out of my way and kind of stepping on their toes too much? So I've really been thinking about how I want to present this to the marketplace. And one of my new drives is really about cutting the fluff. The things that you think you need to be working on, the things that your emotions feel that you're working towards that next transaction or you're working towards that next listing presentation. But in all honesty, if you were being real with yourself and you look back like 30 days ago or 60 days ago, those things that you were focused on never really got you any closer to a listing presentation or a closed transaction, et cetera. So today is going to be all about cutting the fluff, and we're probably going to run long today. So we'll probably have to do this in a couple episodes. So keep tuning in. But Bruce, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. And anything you want to say to get us started today?
Thanks, David. You know, this episode has a lot of relevance for me because just like everybody else, even as a coach, a lot of times the temptation, those distractions, those squirrels, that fluff that we're talking about tends to pop into my periphery as well. And I'm assuming that you've experienced a lot of that popping in sometimes too. One of the good things as a coach is we kind of come to it from that. I've heard you say this many times, that 30,000 foot view. And a lot of times it really does help us, even in our own businesses, see some of the fluff that when you're in the day-to-day selling real estate, working listing presentations, right, working buyers, you just miss. Right. So I'm really excited about this this episode here.
So let's start off with one of the basic ones. And I told you I wasn't going to share all of mine with you because I want to see your reaction and your chuckle. But let's start from the very beginning of time. And for me, that was around 15 years ago. And that's when I was considering getting into real estate. So there I was thinking, you know, I know a lot of people. A lot of people like me. I know a lot of people that will buy a house or sell, or that are buying houses or selling houses. I know a lot of investors. I know people that build houses. Man, I got this in the bag. Like, I'll be good. Nothing else that I need. So the first one I want to talk about is cutting the fluff. And most of the people that are on here are agents. They'll have learned the fluff. Is thinking that you had guaranteed business when you got into the business. So, you know, I know for me that the direction that I thought that I was going to have when I got in the business and the places that I was going to make money from, I mean, honestly, I mean, they never came to fruition. And I'm sure that kind of rings true through all of us because we all have that in our head. That's like me as a coach when I've interviewed and talked to agents before they've gotten into the business. They're like, basically tell me they're a shoe in. And I'm like, man, it's like, you kind of just want to slap them a little bit and say, look, hang on a second here. Let's just kind of be real. What happens if that doesn't work out? Are you willing to wait 4 months or 6 months and really figure it out on your own? Or do you want to get another plan of action in place today to ensure that if that comes to fruition, then life's really good. But if it doesn't, we kind of have a backup plan. So what was some of the ones that you remember that you've either you experienced yourself or maybe from one of your students?
My wife, if she watches this, she's going to kill me. her father just 2 weeks ago put his house on the MLS with like a $200 discount broker. And so what you're saying is absolutely true, because
even today, yeah,
not even today, even 14 something years in, you can't always expect the people that you have a shoe in with to right. To do business. It kind of goes, and I know we're going to get here, but it goes a little deeper into some of the things that you should be doing to make sure that you have a high likelihood of getting that business. But even then, you know, new agents. And I know we've got a mixture of experienced and new on this podcast. New agents, a lot of times, you might not expect to get the family and friends that you thought mm-hmm. were guaranteed for a couple of
and
years.
And you won't. You won't get them.
Yeah.
You won't mm-hmm. get them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then from that point, though, it's kind of like, don't define insanity. So if you're listening to the podcast now and you're like, you know what, I've been kind of working on some things, and although I tell my friends and I tell my family members, oh yeah, life's good, I'm almost, you know, making $1 million a year, basically is what you're insinuating to them, you know, don't define insanity, be real with yourself and knowing that, hey, listen, you know what, I might need to get some help, you know, like talk to a coach or something, like a mentor at the office or something, to get some other lead generators. So to me, to define a lead generator, which kind of brings me into my next thing as well, but to answer kind of that question is, if you're listening to this and you really feel that what you've been working on really isn't doing anything for you, hasn't gotten you on more appointments, because let's be honest, the only way we make money in this business is if we go on appointments. And so it's either a listing appointment or a buyer appointment or getting somebody to come into our office is generally the main three. So if you're not setting appointments on a weekly basis, you really aren't working towards your next transaction. Period. So in that regards, you know, don't define insanity. So if you do have those issues that you see, then definitely, you know, get some help and come up with some true lead generators. And that's the kind of the next one I'll bring up in a second. But you had something else you wanted to mention?
So I think another thing that I really wanted to mention was a lot of agents fall into the trap of, and we hear it all the time, building brand awareness rather than providing actual value to their audience. The two most important things in my opinion, and I know coaches, we all have a little bit different angle, but your audience is going to be really important. And I'm not talking about a blind audience laying a bunch of postcards to a neighborhood,
right?
But people that you know, that you're communicating with, that you're having a conversation with, delivering value to those versus thinking that just throwing your brand, your logo on a postcard, is going to do it. You need the value.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the value proposition. We talk about all the time with our students. What gets them to want to do business with you? Besides the fact that they like you, but are you really hitting on those good value propositions by learning the true core as far as the reason that they want to make this move? And you're showing that you have the tools, the knowledge to be able to help them achieve that goal. And so you mentioned marketing, and then you kind of we talked about lead generation. And so my next one is going to be that kind of what you were just saying, don't confuse marketing with lead generation. You know, so in your case, what you're talking about marketing is, okay, I got the cool business cards. I got the cool letterheads. I got the postcards going out. You know, I got the website. Oh my gosh, I just spent $75 a month for this website. It's got my pretty picture up there. My mom and my cousin really liked it. They thought it was really good. You know, you can even search all the real estate, you know, on that one website. And everybody's going to flock into that website. I'm going to get tons of leads. I got a Facebook page. You know, I just set that up. That was cool. So now all my friends are going on there and liking it, you know, and whatever. But at the end of the day, that's marketing. For the most part, that's marketing. Lead generation to me, and you can explain your differences as well, Bruce, but there's a place for that. But at the very beginning, a lot of the agents will start working on that marketing and not working on lead generation, which is truly, for me, I consider a lead is just a name and number of a raised hand in the marketplace. So that doesn't mean they're looking to buy today. Doesn't mean they're looking to buy for 6 months. And sometimes it means they're not looking to buy at all. But they did some kind of a trigger in the marketplace, online or in the community or something, to be able to say, hey, I might need a realtor's or a real estate agent's help. And so that name and number to me allows me to be able to proactively qualify that individual. So I'm curious to hear what your differences are as well.
Absolutely. So the differences, and not to pick on direct mail, but a lot of times I get it in my box three or four times a day, it seems like. And it's just a logo. Hi, I'm Bob Smith. Sorry, Bob Smith, if you're watching. I'm Bob Smith. Use me. Call me for all your real estate needs. And you're saying the same thing that every other Bob Smith is saying. Same thing. So the difference is truly creating that value proposition that makes someone raise their hand, which starts a conversation. Until you are having a conversation with your leads, either face-to-face or on the phone, you don't have anything. And the conversation might not always lead to anything, but that's what this business boils down to, is having valuable sphere of influence or these leads. So the important steps in what we're doing here.
Yeah, and your connection is kind of cutting out, so I apologize to everybody, but we'll make it as best as possible. Absolutely. And you say those names and numbers. I mean, the truth is, you mentioned the postcards. I mean, there's always a place for postcards, but what's funny in your business, but what's funny to me is that agents think that it's playing on their emotion that I can just pay this $500 for 5 million postcards to go out. And then all I got to do is just sit back, twiddle my thumbs, and wait for somebody to call me. They'll call me when they need me. I don't have to call them. They're going to call me. But the truth is, that's a very passive way to be looking at your business. And there's a place for that. But that's why we, at RealPerks especially, you know, teach you the difference in lead generators to be able to determine if they're active type of lead generator or a passive type of lead generator. And they need names and numbers. And that's the active side. And so one of the things I was going to mention at the end of the call today, I actually have a new ebook that's going to be coming out here in about 2 weeks that is going to be able to help agents be able to actually define or classify or analyze any lead generator, whether it's Zillow knocking on your doors or calling you up and saying, hey, yo, I just had your zip code come available. Oh, my gosh, it's been tied up for 10 years. And you are the one we want to take their money from because you're going to get all these leads and make all this money. Right. So. So if you're interested in that, leave a comment below or something in the podcast or shoot me an email and I'll be sure to give you a copy of that as we go through, because that's one of the things that I struggled with as an agent, is never really knowing which lead generator that was right for me, given me at that time, you know, depending on how much business I did have or I didn't have, or how much time that I had, how much money that I had. And so this way to classify the lead generators, I think will be awesome to be able to help agents be able to choose the right lead generator and get rid of the fluff, because everything that you're hearing on Facebook, and we'll get into that next. Any other point that you want to bring up on that topic, and I'll shoot you the next one, unless you want to ask one, go for it.
Yeah, no. So on that topic, you alluded to it a second ago, fluff for one agent may not always be fluff for the next agent. It has a lot to do with where you are in your career, where your money is, where your leads are coming from,
right,
and what your follow-up process is with the existingly new lead source when you have this lead source in front of you that you're not touching. Because all you're really going to do is throw good money after the bad and have a bigger audience that you're not communicating with.
Right, which at the end of the day, what does that mean when it comes to production?
At the end of the day, it means absolutely nothing. You're gonna sit there next year with the same numbers that you had this year. Hopefully,
it's just fluff.
It might even go backward. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Because just wasting, tying up your time, tying up your thought process. Absolutely. Which kind of brings me to what I would like to bring up on the next one is, this is going to probably get me into a little bit of trouble, but it's about our industry, the fluff in our industry. And what I mean by that is, you guys are listening to this podcast and you're probably here to learn the next best lead generator to ever have to be able to do, right? This is the trick on how to do Facebook ads. This is the trick on how to do lead generation by postcard only. This is how to do newspaper ads, or this is the how to go on 100 appointments in 3 months, you know? And the truth is, all that is fluff, because all that could be good, but it doesn't take in consideration where you are right now in your business, in your head, in your money, or in your available time. You know, it doesn't take any of that into thought before. And so our culture, our agents will sit there and they'll be like, oh, I just heard somebody say that I need to be doing Facebook ads. So then they just run over there and start trying to figure out, oh, $300, sure, no problem. Getting Facebook ads, life's great, right? But then guess what happens? Then they don't get any leads, right? So it's just a waste of money, and it was a waste of their time figuring it all out, because that's the day that they would tie up figuring it all out. Or it generates leads, and they never really thought about what type of leads they're generating and how to actually follow up with them. So I'm curious to know what some of your ideas are as well, of fluff, in your opinion, that our industry as a whole is really kind of feeding us as agents, and we really are buying into it.
Okay, so here's some fluff that I'm seeing as a whole. And this is, listen, I have a team. You've had teams. Our industry as a whole is pushing teams, though. And a lot, many, many times I'll talk to coaching clients and they say, hey, I hear a team's where it's at. I sold 15 houses last year. I want to sell 100 next year. I got to go get a team. And oh, so they rush out and they pick up 3 or 4 new buyer's agents. And it's really at that point, the blind leading the blind. So oh my gosh. That's another example of fluff. And it is not fluff to everybody, but for a huge majority of agents, you have to build to those things. So you'll get coaching on, you want to increase your ROI, go hire team members.
Yep.
Don't. You need to analyze your exact situation, your cash flow, where you want to be, and why you need a team before you rush out and pull one in.
But it depends on the agent. And to me, that's what most even coaches and coaching companies don't take in consideration, because the agents may hear that fluff, hey, I need to build a team to be successful in this business, but it's really playing on the agent's emotions. I need staff. I need people working for me. I need people out there selling me when I'm asleep. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I need. You know, I deserve that. But what they don't take in consideration is the amount of time. So they're still going to produce some, right, their own time, but then they're going to take more time trying to recruit these other agents, talk them into coming, spend probably some money on getting them in and what have you, spend time on trying to get them leads, spend time on trying to get deals out of them, and they're still working 40, 50, 60 hours a week if they really were being honest with themselves. But mm-hmm. they're not making any more money, and most likely they're making less money. So 100%, that's a really big one in today's industry. I'm not saying teams are bad. I'm not pro or con of teams. I'm not pro or con of individual agents, but I empower my students to be able to make that determination. And I'll give you one quick example. One of my students, I'll just mention him because he's been on the show, Doug Grantham, you know, he's grossing about $750,000 this year. He's going to net, I don't know the exact number, but it's well over $500,000 that he's going to bring home for him and his family. He has an assistant and he has one buyer's agent. It's a lot of money for himself, for over $500,000. And he's going to take over 30 days in vacation this year. You know, it's the best use of time. Whereas when he tells me, like, he's the opposite of everybody. He's like, I don't want a team. He's like, I'm good where I'm at. You know, if something happens to the buyer's agent, I'm okay with that. Other people, though, they're doing the 10 or 12 deals. They're thinking they need to be spending time. So people, get real. If you're listening to this right now, cut the freaking fluff. Stop listening to what the industry is trying to feed into about what you need and start focusing on names and numbers, true lead generators. And if you can't figure it out on your own, I mean, and jokingly, seriously, go get help. Like, find somebody. Call us. Call a mentor you have. Call your broker. Somebody that's going to tell you something different than what everybody else is telling you.
Absolutely. Keep going. I had a thought. I gotta get it again.
So the other one is, you know, we kind of talked about this before, about the lead generators, just the ones that call you out of the blue. I mean, all the time it's Zillow for the most part. You know, if I get a California number that I don't recognize, I pretty much know it's Zillow. But the idea is that if you're an agent, listen to this podcast, and you really do have a lead generation company, a lead generating company that calls you, and you actually consider them at the time in your career, at the time of your life, the time of your business, and their time that they actually called you, that all those stars came into alignment to where that was the perfect time for that lead generation company to actually reach out and call you, you're out of your mind. That's fluff. There's no way. So you should really, in my personal opinion, only be looking at your lead generators at the beginning of the year. And then you need to re-verify them about every 3 or 4 months just to make sure that you're tracking towards that yearly, you know, but yearly goal for each of those and find out what's happening. If you're not being consistent with it, or the leads are down and so we need to do something more, or, you know, replace it with something else or add another lead generator. But that's how you get to that end number, not necessarily somebody just calls me and now that's what I need to be focused on today is what it is that they're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, what you said, it ties in perfectly with the thought that I lost a minute ago. We are pitched. The reason that we're told the next big thing constantly, it all ties in with money. As agents, a lot of times we are kind of the easiest. We struggle to sell our own clients, our own customer base on why they should use us. But we're the quickest to go rush out and spend money on these sources that are unproven in our market with our business model and to us as individuals. And it goes back to that beginning of the year planning that you just mentioned, is if you can sit down and get real, get strategic with yourself and your business, lay out a roadmap of how you're going to turn these lead generators into profit for your business. Right. You're gonna position yourself. You're gonna lay a foundation to far exceed what you did the year before that.
Yep, absolutely.
So another one of the pieces of fluff that I really thought about.
And you're cutting out there a little bit on me, Bruce. Right, I want to repeat
now
that.
You've got all these self-proclaimed hire us. Okay, so you have. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yep.
I'm getting a flash here saying that my connection's unstable. So you have a lot of self-proclaimed social media gurus out there that are also calling. You're running into them at your networking events, and they're saying, "Look, I'll put a blog up for you every week. It's gonna make you a rock star with your audience. I'm gonna put a blog up. I'm gonna talk about this," and it's clear to your audience that it's not you that's actually creating any of this content. It's generic fluff that you're spending money on, and you're spending money that really is never going to get you anything.
I mean, you know, the Facebook, I forgot the name of the company now, Agent Directory or somebody. Anyways, that would always like, "Well, I'll post on Facebook for you too, and I'll get you this on your business page, and you don't have to do it. Automate your social media marketing." Like, really? Like, I mean, social media marketing, I mean, is, well, unless you're paying for ads, it's out there. Having somebody, like, we're not too good. Even the person that's doing 100 deals a year is not too good to make a couple of posts a week on Facebook. I mean, like, really? I mean, real estate related and your name. That's your impression. That's it. A couple times a week is generally all that you need to do. Other than that, you need to be actively working that sphere of influence. That's just another form of working your sphere of influence, like sending out an email to your database or something. It's really no different. Just keeping your name in front of them in real estate, to me. But yeah, absolutely. And then thinking like, "Oh, how would you like this garden tub over here? Oh, how would you like to be over here? Would you love to have this as your kitchen?" I'm like, really?
You're getting real now.
Yeah, there's actually a fellow coach that actually has that still on his Facebook. And I blocked him. Because I kept telling, "Dude, you got to take that stuff off. I mean, I'm not going to sit and listen to this or, you know, see that it's even in my newsfeed." So I unfriended him because I'm done. I'm not going to be, I don't want to see that. It's just like, really? Like what? And then they get like one like, and they're thinking like, but in their head, they think they have their social media automated. Like they're good. They're good to go. Life's great. You know, let's go to the beach. Let's do something else now. Cause I got all my marketing on automatic mode. So yeah.
And all my buyers are going to sell 100 buyers. Agents are going to sell 100 houses a year while I drink mimosas. Yeah.
Come on, guys. So I know we're running out of time right now. So Bruce, again, thanks for spending some time with us here on the show today. I'll definitely have you back here soon. We definitely need to get together and do an interview with you and kind of what brought you to this point, why you're a coach for us, why I really believe in your coaching, why I believe in you as an agent, and why you're probably one of the top coaches that are out there in today's industry. But man, I really just want to get real with our agents this week. And so I'll probably be touching base on this later on this week as well on the podcast. Stay tuned. One of the announcements that I did want to make is that now you can find, as of like this morning, you can find the podcast actually on iTunes. So definitely go over to iTunes, just search for Real Talk Real Estate Show, and you can hit subscribe there, and definitely leave some feedback if you want on the show itself. But my goal here with my time and as a coach is really just to bring the realness to the industry, bring the realness back to the industry, hope you guys or challenge you guys to think differently, think like what really matters to you, like what really does get you on appointments. And so that's my personal goal and mission while I'm here. And of course, you know, I have a coaching company. I'd love to be able to earn your business. If you're considering hiring a coach, an affordable coach, one of the few coaching companies, if not the only coaching companies that actually has a true 30-day money-back guarantee, you pay for only month to month, no contracts, just month to month. We believe in Bruce, our coaches, and myself, and our platform, our membership site that much. So if you're looking for an affordable option for coaching that really has no contract and you don't have to stand on your head for 30 days and video camera it in order to be able to get your money back guarantee, like most companies, then come give us a shout. You know, jump over to the website at realperch.com or jump on, or just give us a phone call directly, 800-916-7325. Bruce, again, thanks for your time today. Any last words that you want to share with our listeners today?
Cut the fluff, y'all. I mean, this business is not that hard. Don't overcomplicate it by adding more and more into your business than what you need. It's just going to bog you down.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more, Bruce. Hey, thanks again for your time today, guys. And I look forward to talking to you on our next podcast. Talk to you soon.